Okay, good morning. This past week was Daf Tzadi Ches in Maseches Erevin, 10th Perek. We're going to learn the Mishnah starts on Tzadi Zayin on Beis towards the bottom. I've learned that the sugya over here which explains this Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Hoyukore v'sefer ahos kupa. Person was reading, learning a sefer on a skupa, a stoop, a porch. V'nisgagal sefer miyodo. And it rolled out of his hand. He's still holding on to one end, but the other end rolled down. Rashi says over here, first Rashi, according to the sefer, kol sfarim asuyim bimei harishonim asuyim biglila kesefer Torah shelanu. That's how all their sfarim were. They didn't have the binding that we have today. So everything was one long paper and it was rolled up. So someone who was learning something, right, standing on a skupa, on a porch, and he's learning, and one half fell out of his hand and it unrolled. Right? Zok the Mishnah, this is on Shabbos over here, right? This is a question, Hoytso. We'll see, this is more explained. The halacha is goy lo yetzlo. He could roll it back. He could roll it back since he's still holding on to the other side. So goy lo yetzlo. He could roll it back to him. And this part of the Mishnah doesn't seem to give any conditions. Right? We'll see anymore. Goy lo yetzlo. Rashi says, hoy v'roi she'echa b'yodoy. The basis of the heter is because that he's still holding on to it. So even though it rolled into something, and maybe if it was, he had let go, he couldn't, there would be a problem of Hoytzah, carrying from that Rishos into this Rishos, but being that he's still holding on to the other side, so there's no full transfer from one Rishos to other Rishos, since it's still in his hand in this Rishos. So the Gemara will give further explanation. That's the first case of the Mishnah. Mishnah goes on further and says like this. Second case of the Mishnah person is same thing. He's on a rooftop. Again, it rolls down the other half. He's still holding one half, the other half rolled down. Now, this part of the Mishnah already, in this case, by Gag, the Mishnah gives conditions. Actually, that if it rolls down, so if the part that rolled down is still above 10 tefachim from the ground, then goy le'etzle, then it's mutter to roll it back. Mishigil asar tefachim, but if it reached within 10 tefachim of the ground, then he can't roll it back anymore. Hoifchel aksav, then he has to leave it there. But in order to minimize the bizoin of the safer that he has, so hoifcha aksav, right? Aksav should be facing the house, facing in, shouldn't be out. This is what the Tanakhama in the Mishnah says, that it's dependent on within 10 tefachim or above 10 tefachim to the ground. Now the basic chiluk between 10 tefachim, what does 10 tefachim have to do? So we learned in the sugis before that Rishus Rabim is only up to 10 tefachim, right? The Mokum, the Rishus is only Shailit, only rules till 10 tefachim. Above 10 tefachim, the Rishus Rabim is a different Rishus, it's called the Mokum Patur. Right? So over here, since the Isra over here is based on the fact that you're taking something from which is in the Rishus Rabim, and you're bringing it back to wherever you are on the Gag, which is the Rishus HaYachid, right? That's the basis of what the problem over here is. So that's only if it reached the Rishus HaRabim. Right? You're on the roof, right? You're on the roof.
Yeah.
Right? And it rolls down, and the part that rolls down is entering a Rishus, which there's a problem to take it from that Rishus into this Rishus. Right? The basis of this problem over here. So that's why the Tanakhama over here says that that's only if it rolled down and it entered the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is from the ground till 10 tefachim. You're on the roof over there, so if the other half didn't go that far, either it's a high roof, a short scroll, whatever it is, reason why it didn't enter, right? So then you're okay. Then you're okay, because the whole problem doesn't start, right? The basis of the problem is the fact that there's a transfer from Rishus HaRab into Rishus HaYochin. Yeah. So that's right. That's the basis of the Tanakhama. So above 10 Tfachim, never entered the Rishus HaRab. Within 10 Tfachim, it entered the Rishus HaRab. And therefore, you can't draw it back. You got to leave it there. Zok Rashi. La'asor Tfachim. See that third Rashi over there?
Yeah.
La'asor HaTachtenu Rishus HaRab. The bottom 10 Tfachim in Rishus HaRab. The kulam mefarish begimor, right? It's the Bach changes that. Hoifchalak ksav zukrashi vaiter. What does that mean to turn it over on the ksav on the written side? Ha'oisyeis klapi akoisul. The words should be facing the wall. Shloihim mudul kolkach v'bizoyin. To limit the bizoyin. So you, the ksav should be facing in, shouldn't be out in the open. Menichan shetechshach, you leave it there. Till after Shabbos, and then, because even like you see from in this situation, also is bizoyin. We'll see that regardless, there's bizoyin over here, but the bizoyin over here can't help us be matter over here. We have to leave it there. Can't help us be matter the hoitso problem, so we have to leave it there. But we have to limit the bizoyin. But of course, being that this is a matter of bizoyin, so as soon as it Shabbos is over, we have to take it back. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Huda Omer, this is going kipshuta on the second case of gag, where the Tanakhama said that there's a problem if it's within 10 tefachim to the ground. Rabbi Huda says on that, afil emis lok menos lokim loy ma'achat lokim loy hachut goy loy esle. Rabbi Huda argues on the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Huda says that no, it's not dependent on within 10 or above 10. Even if you're within 10 tefachim to the ground, you're still okay, as long as it's not touching the ground. Right? That's what Yehuda is saying. I feel ain misulk min ha'oretz. Even if it's not removed from the ground, el kimoloi hachot, even a hair's breadth, then go le'etzlein, then it's mutter. It's mutter. Once it touches the ground, that's where the problem starts, and then you can't do it, and then he'll agree to hifalak sav. Have Shimon Oimer, a third sheet over here. Have Shimon says, "Afil ba'oris atzmoi, even if I actually reach the ground, goy leyetzloi, one may roll back to him. She'en lechodover mishum shvus. There's no iser, which is just a shvus. Shvus, you know, is the nusach that's used when we're talking about iser drabonon on Shabbos. Iser drabonon is a shvus. And that Rav Shimon says that being that." At worst, this is only an Isra Drabbanan over here because he's still holding it, like we mentioned. So even though it reached the ground and it's touching the Rishus HaRabim, but being that it's still what the Gemara calls Oigdei B'yada, he's still holding it on the other Rishus. So it never was fully landed in that Rishus, still partially in the other Rishus. We had a number of times. So that's why there's no Isra Daraisa over here. This is an Isra Drabbanan. So on one hand you have an Isra Drabbanan, and on the other hand that we have the Bizoyin of Kisei HaKodesh is on the line over here. And that Rav Shimon says, Ein l'chadov mishum shvos oimim de Kisei HaKodesh. There's nothing, no Isra Drabbanan, or a shvos, Shabbastik Drabbanan, which stands in the place of a Bizoyin of Kisei HaKodesh, and therefore, in order to prevent the bizoyin of Kisei HaKodesh, it's mutter, this is a rabbanan, and therefore you could roll it back up even though it reached the ground. Okay, that's Rav Shimon Shita. Zok Rashi. Mishum Shvus, Kigoyin Zu. This Isra over here is not more than a Shvus. Why? Shle Nofal Miyodai. It didn't fully fall out of his hand. Shle Ochaz B'roi Sheyechad. He's holding the other side. Vein Kan El Mishum Gzeirah. And therefore, the Isra over here is only a gzeira dilma nofel kul miyod vas l'suyeh. The reason why, in general, this is also, if it wouldn't be Kisei HaKodesh, is because Chazal be concerned that, you know, if in such a case, when you're holding it, we let you transfer the bottom from there to there, so we're afraid that someone in a different situation, even when you're not holding it, you'll come to do that. And it's a gzeira. So Rashi call Yisur Dabonon have a shvus. Yisur Dabonon are referred to as shvus. And that's what Shimon means over here. Ein lecha dov mishum shvus oimei b'fnei kisvei HaKadosh. Okay, so we have on this mission over here, it's what seemingly we'll see. Hopefully, we get a chance to learn the Gemara, and we'll see how, according to the Maskona Sagemora, the Mishnah has a little different picture. But at this point, the Mishnah seems to have two cases over here. You have a case that someone is reading, right? He's learning Al HaSkupa, whatever, and the Gemara is going to discuss what Teiras Rishus it has, a Skupa. And on that, the Mishnah's doesn't give any conditions, right? It was in his gagel, goyle yetzle, right? That's what the Mishnah says. The second case, when you're on the gag, this is already seemingly a three-way machloikis of when you have the heter. Tanakama seems to make a chil between lamal miyud, within yud. Once it's within yud, it's osir. According to Behuda, he says that no, even though it's within yud, if it's not touching the ground, then you're okay, then you could pull it back. And Rav Shimon says, even if it's touching the ground, because ein lecha dovim shum shvus es oimid mitekiz ha-kodesh. That's the Tzuras HaMishnah at this point. Let's see the Gemara. Zot Gemara, hay skupa hechidam. We're talking about the Reisha now. Right? The Reisha talks about someone's reading al ha-skupa, v'halocha is goy le'etzloi. Hay skupa hechidam. What kind of a skupa is? What terrors of shoes does it have? Ilem is skupa shusha yochid. If we're talking about this skupa, is it shusha yochid? It has the conditions. It's 10 tefachim high. Dal, which will make it a shusha yochid. Bekamor shusha rabim. And in front, where the sefer is going to roll down to, is it shusha rabim. So you're really dealing with Rishus Derais over here, right? That were there to be a real transfer over here, you're taking from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. Over here, it happens to be, since it's in his hand, so that's why it's not a real Derais, but there is a basis to make a Gzeira over here. Now, if that's what we're talking about, and the Mishnah says, no problem, Goy Loy Etzloy, so, Ba'is Tchoy said, this Tana holds that you're not Goyzer. Right? V'loy Gazion Duma Nofel for Asi Lesuye, and we're not Goyzer, that maybe it'll actually fall, and he'll come to carry that also. Mani, if so, Mani, our Mishnah comes out like Rav Shimon. He is like Rav Shimon, who is the Sefer, who says Domar Kol Domar Shum Shum Shvus Eni Oy Mifekis VeHakodesh. So if we were to understand the Reisha of our Mishnah is talking about the Skupas Shayochim, and in front of it is the Rishus Rabbim, so we're dealing with Rishus Deraisim, and there really should have been a Mokum to be Goyzer over here. That were not to be kisvei HaKadosh, definitely it would be Osir. And over here, the Mishnah is being marked there. What's the basis of the Heter? Apparently because of kisvei HaKadosh. So that seems to be Rav Shimon Shita over here, right? So the Tana Kama, according to what we're understanding right now, is really one of the few Tanoim that the Mishnah later talks about, right? That means Mani Rav Shimon Hidomar Kol Lo Mishum Shvus in Omifan kisvei HaKadosh. If that's so, the Gemara says, Ema Seifu. Well, if you continue the Mishnah, the next case of the Mishnah, Rabbi Huda Omer, Afila Ein Mesuk Menoretz Elo Meloi Hachot Goy Lo Yetzloi. In the second case of the Mishnah, where he's reading, he's on the gag, so Rabbi Huda says, his Shita, that if it was touching the ground, it would be Osir. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afila Boretz Atzmei Goy Lo Yetzloi. Rav Shimon says, on that, that's what Rav Shimon says is then, even touching the ground, you couldn't. On that, the Gemara asks, well, if we understand that the ratio of the Mishnah is going according to Shitas Rav Shimon, so it comes out the Mishnah a little strange arrangement. Ratio v'sefer Rav Shimon and Metziyasa Rav Yehuda. That the ratio and the sefer is Rav Shimon and the Metziyasa is Rav Yehuda, and that the Gemara holds, that would seem to be a little strange for the Tana to do that. Now, the truth of the matter is that when the Gemara asks this kind of question in other sugyas, so it's not exactly in this kind of format. the Ritva speaks out over here that really what the Gemara means to ask is the Ritva says like this, that when the Gemara asks this kind of question, Reisha this and Sefer that, that's usually talking about when both parts of the Mishnah are stoma, right, without any names. And that then that's what the Mishnah asks. Well, you know, the Tana didn't mention anything, and the Reisha is this, and the Sefer is him, you know, without any mention, the same stoma, it's two different Tanoim, that's something which the Gemara doesn't like to accept, unless we're stuck. But the Gemara over here, really, there is a name in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Sefer of the Mishnah, the Ritva says that really what the Gemara really means to ask over here is that since the Tana mentions Reb Shimon first in the Sefer of the Mishnah, so it would seem to be that Reb Shimon wasn't what the ratio wasn't Reb Shimon. If the first mention of Reb Shimon is all at the end of the Mishnah, mm-hmm. So it sounds like that the basis of the ratio of the Mishnah is not Reb Shimon, right? That's really the basis of this question. Mm-hmm. That's how the Ritva explains this question, and then we have to keep pointing out what the answer is. But the Gemara answered like this. Now, so this is the issue in the sugya right now. Right? What was that first case, and is it the same or different from the second case? At this point, we think that it's really the same kind of case as the second case. Gag, a scoop. If a scoop is Rishay Yochel, it's the same thing as a gag, and therefore it'll come out this is Reb Shimon. And then the Gemara has a problem. If that's so, it comes out that if the Reish is Reb Shimon, and Sefer Reb Shimon, so according to what we're saying right now, what the main kasha is that the Tana first mentioned Reb Shimon at the end. It doesn't seem to be that it was Reb Shimon Shita at the beginning. So the Gemara is going to give various ways to understand the Mishnah. Okay, so the first way the Gemara says is Omer Rav Yehuda in Reisha v'Sefer Reb Shimon Mitzias Rav Yehuda. Okay, Rav Yehuda says, and like we do find in other sugyas, that sometimes the Gemara does say this, usually when the Gemara is stuck and then there's no other way out, so the Gemara says that we're forced to accept this. Hakapon Rav Yehuda over here is the first explanation. The Gemara says that even though we have this problem, like Gemara is asking, but we'll have to accept it. Have to accept it because that apparently is what the Tana over here is doing. Now the Ritva explains according to the way he explained what the kasha was. So what the Gemara means to say is like this. The Ritva says that the Tana is saying, this is the format of the Mishnah. The Tana Kama, the Tana tells us the halacha and the reisha, which is really based on Reb Shimon Shita, and then he goes further to say that you should know this halacha that I told you, a stam halacha. Don't think that it's agreed upon according to everyone, because the second part of the Mishnah, he says you should know this machleik is really about this, and this is just Reb Shimon Shita. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's what it means. Right? Now, the Kasha was asking that, well, you know, if you first introduce Reb Shimon later, apparently you're not talking Reb Shimon before. So according to the Moritz Teretz is that, no, this is all I'm all discussing. When I'm bringing Reb Shimon later, what I mean to say is that this the ratio of the Mishnah, which I told you, Stoma, don't think that it's agreed according to everyone, because there is a machlekes about this, Reb Huda Ermazoy, Reb Shimon Ermazoy, and this is really Reb Shimon Shita, and Reb Huda argues.
Right.
Okay? So this is how...
But the problem with that is that, in that case, why do you need the whole thing about Spooka? Why do you need the whole thing of a spooka?
Okay, that's a good question. Right? That's a good question. Right.
That would seem to see that a spooka is guns and something different.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so that's a good question on this. For whatever reason, Rabbi Yehuda is accepting that, right? And it's a very good point that you're saying that it's really, I mean, you don't even, why are we even making two cases out of it? Right, because both cases are really they have the same din. It's Rishayoch and Rishayoch. That's a good question. Right? I don't know what the right answer to that is, but the Tzuras HaMishnah, what the Mishnah is saying is that the Tana is setting us up with a certain case. He tells us the halacha. And he says afterwards that this halacha that I told you is, you should know that it's not agreed upon. Everyone that's really machlekes is to know it. Right? That's the format of the Mishnah. Now let's see further. Let's see if we get the Rashi's over here. Rashi on top. Mani masnisen deloy gozar. In the case of a skupa, if we're talking about Sham Sayochid, so there's no gzeira over here. There should have been a gzeira. Why is there no gzeira? Must be Rav Shimon. Zok Rashi. Rav Shimon hida omar loygozu shvus bekisvei hakodesh. The Rabbi Yehuda, were it to be Rabbi Yehuda, ha omar imesulk min oretz leichot leinachud goy leyetzlei. Yehuda says that the only time that there's a condition, it has to be above the ground. Then in that case, lech lemigzamidi. That case is no basis of the gzeira at all. Leidom lenefila klal. In such a case, that wouldn't be damaged in the field. And the field is that it was noch, one half was noch on the ground. So then that's the basis of a hoitzol. That's Rabbi Yehuda's matter. Because Rabbi Yehuda is goyzer. The case where Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter is because there's no room to make the gzeira because it was never noch in that rishus in order to have a possible hoitzol. Avul hunach kol dehu, but once there was some degree of a hanocha, Osir, it is Osir. Because it will be Yoda, Otto Hecha, the Nafal Kule. Okay, so that's why Rashi explains that the Gemara says it has to be Reb Shimon. Has to be Reb Shimon. Okay, fine. That's the Rashi on this piece of Gemara. Let's see the next Manda Omer. Rabba Omer. You have that Gemara?
Yeah.
Rabba Omer, an alternate explanation of the Mishnah. Rabba Omer. Hocho b'iskupa hanedreses askinon umbishim b'zoyin kisve akodesh shor rabbonu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabba, is going with the same conditions that we said before, that we're talking about that the skupa is Zeru Sayochid, and in front of it is just Rabban. And on that we said that, well, you know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should be goyzer. So that's why the Mishnah seemed to have been limited to Reb Shimon. On that, Rabbah adds a piece to the case over here. That the case in the Reisha by a skupa is from a skupa and addresses. That area, people walk by. Right? It's a thoroughfare, that area. And there is a bigger problem of bizoin in such a situation. So in that case, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. There's two levels of bizoyin. In this case of Kuban and Hanadrashis, even someone who would have been Goyzer in a normal situation, even by Kisvei HaKodesh, but over here, by Kuban Hanadrashis, that it's walked on, people walking by, so the level of bizoyin is much greater, so then everyone agrees that they were matir, such a bizoyin. And the machlokes is only in the next case when it's a different level. It's on a gag, so you don't have this kind of level of bizoyin. So what we just accomplished right now is that we said that this ratio is according to everyone, even Rabbi Yehuda, who normally is goyzer, but in this situation he's not goyzer. Let's see Rashi. It's Rashi, how he dresses. Lo'olam is kupur sayochid hi. We're going back. We're agreeing what we're saying, that the kupur sayochid. Aval nedreses. The regal rabbim oiveres derechlo. That the rabbim goes by there. Ufumokam dedreses rabbim oim oimdim iku bizoin kisve akodesh. Right? We have a special bizoin, special situation of bizoin kisve akodesh. Ulhochi shayu lugoy leyetzloi. That's why it's mutter. Chazal were mati to roll back up. Diloidam yu lukhari begag. That's not similar. To Kori Begag. The Hosam Leka Bezoin Kule Hai. Over there, you don't have the same level of Bezoin, right? See, that's the point of the Gemara over here, is that we're making different levels of Bezoin. And the level of Bezoin by Kupa Hanidreses, that's something which everyone agrees that the Shfus is not Oimid B'mokim the bizoin of Kisvei HaKadosh. And that's why even Rabbi Yehuda and those Tanoim who are Goyzer in the Seifa by Gag, but over here, they're not good. By Gag, Lashes, Lekha Bizoin Kuli Hai. Shemhochi Hecha Denoch, Goz Rabbi Yehuda. Avboha Moidim. Over here, he agrees. Okay, so that's Rabbi's Chiddush. Rabbi's Chiddush is that there are different levels of bizoyin, and in a situation by a kupa hanadresses, then everyone agrees that Chazal will not go. Is it because of the high level bizoyin of Kisvei HaKadosh? Frek the Gemara. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asks a question. We'll see who Abai is asking on. First glance, it seems to be asking on Rabbis Teretz. Eisei Abai, Toich Dalet Amis Goyloi Etz Loi Chutzal Dalet Hoifchoi Alaksav. Abai says, Abai has a mocker. Sounds like from Rashi that you don't know the mockers. But Abai has some source which explains the ratio of the Mishnah that there is a condition. There is a condition. Depends how far it rolled out. We know that there's an Isser Havoras Dal Amas in Rishus Rabin. Right? To carry something even if not changing Rishuyas, Misham Sa Yochid, right? There's Och Mashim Sinai, Havoras Dal Amas. To somewhere where to carry something from down beginning down until after the Alam Shraban, that itself is Nisidaraisan. So that's what this is referring to. Toich Dal Amas Goyle Yetzloy. Only if it rolled out, it's within 4 Amas. Chutzl Dal Hoif Chalak Zav. If it's 4 Amas away, then you have to be Hoif Chalak Zav. On that, Abai says, "V'amir v'skupan adressed askin normally toich dal ames mali chutz la'aba ames." What's the difference? What's the difference? Abai is asking a kasha. Let's focus the kasha on Rabba. Let's say Rabba, that's the Mora says, right? The Mora says that if he's talking about a kupan addresses. The kupan address we just said is that because of the high level bizoin that you have, so Chazal weren't goyzer here at all, right? And once you're dealing with an isra rabbanon, you're safe. Even though you're taking it from Mishas Rabbim to Rishas Yochin, but it's only going to the Rabbanon since you're still holding it. If that's so, frekt Abaye, so then why should it be any different if it's 4 Amos away? Right? You're taking it from, okay, it's traveling 4 Amos in Rishas Rabbim. Fine, let's say, but it's vital only in Rishas Rabbanon at worst because it's Uday B'yodai. So what should be the difference? That's what Abaye is saying. That's Abaye's question over here. According to you, Rabbi, that we're dealing with Rishis Deraisa. And the heter is because it's the dresses. So fine, so even if it's Dal Amas way, which is also an Issa Deraisa, but Sedkal Seif, the fact that you're holding it, that's really what says that there's not actually an Issa Deraisa over here. It's only Spabonan, it's a shame because so because of the dresses, that's the basis for a heter. So what's the difference if you're being matir to go from Rishis Ram to Yochid? But you're being matir to go Dal Amas Rishus Rabbim, right? It's the same heter. There's no Issa Deraisa over here. Now the Rishonim speak out that the truth of the matter is that Abaye's kasha is not limited to Rabba, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first Teres Nagamo, who says of Shimon, right? And he's not goyzer. You also have the same kind of question, right? Kisvei HaKadosh, you're not goyzer. So right, being that Yosef Kol Seif is only Din Rabbanon. Right, so it doesn't really make any difference why you're not goyzer. Right? I mean, that's really these two truths. I mean, everyone holds the case is the same, and you're not goyzer. Shaul, why not goyzer? Who the first Teres Nagamo, he's not goyzer because it's Reb Shimon, who's never goyzer Kisvei HaKadosh. And Rabba says that since over here you have it's Nidresis and the Bizoin is a great Bizoin, so everyone agrees that you're not goyzer in the Kisvei HaKadosh. Right? But regardless, Abai is asking the question: if you're not goyzer, then what's the difference whether it's within Dal Amas or more than Dal Amas? Right? It's the same thing. Same thing should apply, that you shouldn't be goyzer. So the truth of the matter is that Abai's question is a question even on the first teretz. If you look at the Tap Tosfos speaks this out. So if you amber square and dress in mali tach arba, mali chutz la'arba. And that he says, mishum dekoya le de rabo, makshi le rabo. Only because Abaye was discussing the sugya with rabo, that's why he asked the question in terms of rabo, kupahan addresses. Who had didn't have a pirch nami, who had didn't, so too, the high pirch nami have a behuda the ukri of reishu kabashimim. And the truth of the matter is, this question is equally a question on the first teres of the moral coin of Yehuda. Right? This makes that point, that in a chanami, right? Don't be dyed from the Gemara that this is only a question on Rabba as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. And that teres says that the truth is that the same question could be asked according to Rabbi Yehuda, and only because Abaye was learning with Rabba the sugya, that's why he addressed the teres in Rabba. The Ritva says, El Dabaye Bahadi Rabbi Shoku Vitori, the Haba Rabbi. That Rabbi was the Rebbe of Abaye, and they were discussing the sugya, and he said that teres. That's why Abaye addressed the question. Those who set up the Gemara, set up with the first teres and the different truths. But Abaye, when he learned the sugya, he just discussed it with Rabbi. Rabbi said his explanation, and therefore he talked in the terms. In the terms of the opposite. That's why the Gemara left the Nusach of Abaye as Abaye had said, even though in the context of the Gemara really could have left out that piece of coupon addresses because it's not dependent on that. Okay. Akaponos, this is Abaye's question over here. Elo Omra Abaye. Well, let's see the Rashi, I'm sorry. So Rashi, Toich Arba Amis. Akari Al Haskupakoi. This addition is going on the Reish of the Mishnah. V'lo yadana heichahu. Toich arba amis, shloi nizgagal ha-sefer ad arba amis, bekaka. Toich arba means that it rolled down, right, onto the floor, let's say, right? So when it hits the floor, like it can continue on, right? And therefore go further away. That's the chilka of Teich Dalet Amis and Achar Amis. And that Abaye is asking that according to what we're saying now, that the Mishnah, the basis for this halacha is that there's no room to make gzeris. So if true, if that's so, what's the difference between if it's Teich Arba or further than Arba? It's all only gzeris, like Rashi. Ma'alei chutz la'arba, ha'kula shvusi. Right, it's all over here. We're only discussing over here, at worst, an Issa Rabbanon. Why? Because he's holding it. He's holding the other side. Umali mavet al am mishus rabim. Umali machnes mishus rabim leiskupa rishayochin. What's the difference? I mean, you're dealing with something which, had he not been holding it, is an Issa deraisa regardless, and it's not an Issa deraisa because he's holding it, and therefore, as far as the Hitzah taking from the Shuram to the Yochan, you're okay with that. Because since it's Uda B'yodah, and there's a reason not to be Geizah, so fine, that's why it's Mutter. So why should it be any worse, the fact that it's Dalet Amos away? It's again only not more than an Issa Rabbonon. That's the heter to take it from the Shuram to the Yochan. V'yeshka Mishum B'zoyin. V'chihechi D'shoros L'hachem Mishum Rabbon. Let's scoop it the same way that you're ready to be matter the transfer of Rishuyes from Rishisram to the Skup, which is a Rishayochid, Hochinam, Islam, the Mishnah, and Abdalam, the Rishisram. By the same token, we should also be matter the Havoris Dalad Amis, since it's not more than a Shvus, since it's Ugdoy B'yodoy. Okay, so that's Abaye's question. Okay, so we're up to explanation number 3 in the Mishnah now. Okay, Abaye. Right? Elo Omar Abai Hoch Beskuba Kama Saskinun. Abai changes the case. The scuba that we're talking about is a karmelis. It's a karmelis. It's less than 10 tzfochim high. It's a karmelis. Urushus Rabbim Iveres Tefonehom. And there's a rabbim that's passing in front of us. Now, as far as the Hitzah is concerned, according to what we're saying right now, that even if it were not to be Ugda B'yodah, right, we're talking about Karmas and the Rishus Rabbonim. So even in the event when something actually landed in the Rishus Rabbim and you bring it from the Shlam into the Karmas, you're only doing an Issa Rabbonim, even if it wasn't Ugda B'yodah, right? Right? That's the addition of the case over here, that we're not talking with Rishuyos Deraisa at all. So therefore the basis now of this heter is because there's no room to be Goyzer. Right? Because the Gzeir is always based on an Issa Deraisa, right? That if we'll come to let you bring it in when it's Uda Biyoda, we're concerned that you also do that when it's Ein Uda Biyoda, when you're not holding it, and then it's an Issa Deraisa. But in such a case over here, that since it's a Karmus and a Rishus Harab, so at worst, even if it wouldn't be Ugda Biyodai, it would only be an Issa Drabbonon, so Chazal weren't Goyzer on that, right? That's because even if you come to do the worst, when it's not Ugda Biyodai, it's still only Ervin Issa Drabbonon. That's why it's Mutter over here.
From Karmelis to Rishus Harabim.
It's Issa Drabbonon. Issa Drabbonon. So Abai says, "Elom Abai Hachov Skubat Karmelis Askin, Rishus Harabim Veres Lefoneh, Toich Dalar Amis." So now this is the Cheshbon. Toich Dalar Amis, that if it only fell within Dalar Amis, the Inofil, if it would have fallen, he would have let go. My Silele Yos Lechiv Chatas. There wouldn't be Chiv Chatas, meaning that there's no Issa Deraisa. Rebazay Shol Rabon. Then it's mutter, totally mutter, when it's Ugda Biyada, because at worst it's only Issa Rabon. Chutz Abba Amis. Oh, what's Chutz Abba Amis? Now you're getting into a situation where there's a basis for an Issa Deraisa, because the Imay Silei, if he were to let go, if it rolled out, Chutz L'Dal Amis. Over there, there's a basis for an Issa Deraisa, the fact that he's carrying it Dal Amis, the Imay Silei also Lechiv Chatos, then Lo Yishor L'Rabonon. Then Rabbonon wouldn't matter. So what Abai is saying is like this, is that the halacha and the Mishnah as we have it, right, which the Mishnah says that it's mutter, even though there's you transferring Rishuyos, the reason why everyone agrees to this case over, because there's no basis for a gzeir, because since that we're talking that this scoop is a karmelis, so at worst, even if it wasn't Ugda B'yodai, it's only Issa Drabbonon. So now that's Ugda B'yodai, then there's no mokum to be gzeir. Because Chazal only goes to the country of Ervin Issa Deraisa. In this situation, you can't come to Issa Deraisa, so that's why it's mutter. However, if it would have rolled out, more than Dal Ramis, that already involves a possible Issa Deraisa if it were not to be Ugdoi Biyodoi. And that's why over there is a Gzeir. Right? So that's how Baye explains that this memory that he brings, the zechil between teich dal and la'achad dalid, that only has an explanation if you learn that the Mishnah is dealing with a case where there's no tzad deraisa. And that's why that the Gemara says, well, if it was chutz l'dal ramis, that's bringing a tzad deraisa, that would be the mokum for the exegesis. Now, I know that. You're probably bothered by this, and you think I have to work this out exactly. When we say chutz l'dal ramis, you get the picture that the other half made it, you know, out of the dal ramis. But where's the half over here? Let's say he let go, right? But even if he let go and it fell down, but if this half is within dal ramis, right? So that really shouldn't be a problem. It's only a problem if the entire thing when at a Dal Ramis, right? You get the picture over here, just that the other half is chutz l'dal ramis, right? Mm-hmm. Right? That's a good question. You have to work out what the more exactly means. Okay. Zokt Gemara. Well, that Gemara is continuing now with this teretz. Ihochi. Fretti Markasha. Ihochi. Toich Dalar Amis. Nami Nigzer. Dilma Mail Merushus Harabim. Rushus Hayochi. Fretti Gemara. Interesting question. The Gemara asks. Vati Gemara that, well, if you're telling me that this Tana really holds of the Gzeira, were we to dealing with a Deraisa? And the reason why in the Mishnah, it's mutter, is because we're not dealing with a deraisa, because the scoop was a karmelis, and to carry from Rishadam to karmelis is only Issa Drabbonon. Well, Adimar asks, well, I mean, there's a bias over here, right? The skupa is this portion in front of the bayis. Someone who drops it in, shouldn't we be concerned that he might bring it into the house? You're right. If we were confident that he's not going to bring it further than the karmas itself, okay, and you're right. But being that there's a bayis, there is a rishus over here, so there is a basis for a gzeira of a haitzah deraisa. So that's what the Gemara is asking over here. Hachi fakti Gemara. If you're telling me that really this Tanah is Goyzer, right, and that's the basis of the Dalet Amos, so even Teich Dalet Amos, there is a basis to be Goyzer. There is a possible derais over here. Dilma Mail Meshus Rabim Meshus Hayochin. Let's be concerned that when he, if he were to drop it and he picks it up, he'll bring it into the house. Chitaymo. And if you want to answer me, keep in mind, it's karmless. Less lumbo. Well, maybe you want to say that. No, there's no problem. Because even if you were to bring it into the house, but since he passed by the skupa, well, you had Rosh Hashanah, his skupa was a karmless, and Rosh Hashanah is over here. So even if he were to drop and he picks it up from Rosh Hashanah, and he takes it into the Rosh Hashanah, but since he's passing by the karmless, so maybe that's mafsik, and that wouldn't be an Issa deraisa of Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And that Gemara said that's not true. Chitema kivn mafsek as karmus leslim boom. Of them zot Gemara nein. V'ho'omar Rava says hamave chayfetz mitchilas arba l'seif arba. He's talking about right now havoras dalet amos, and he says that if someone passes a chayfetz, carries a chayfetz from the full dalet amos. However, he passed the derech olov. Now Rashi explains derech olov means that in the traveling of the chayfetz, he lifted it higher than 10 tefachim. He's in the Rishus Rabim, taking it from here, and he's been put it down over there. But in as he's walking, he lifted up lamala mi asar tefachim, which we mentioned before. That's a mokum tur. That's a mokum tur. Nevertheless, chayiv, even though the chayvis didn't travel the full dalet amos in the avri of the Rishus Rabim, as long as the hanocha, the akira was in the Rishus Rabim, and hanocha was dalet amos later than the Rishus Rabim, he's chayiv. So therefore, the Gemara understands that, therefore, you see that the fact that it went through the avri of a mokum tur won't be mafsik, won't interrupt the haitzah. So too over here, the fact that he walked through a karmelis, since there was no hanocha there, so it doesn't disrupt, it's not mafsik in the haitzah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So it definitely would be an Isser deraisa. Being that there's an Isser deraisa over here, so Nati Mora asks that even Teich Dalet Amos should be also because there's a basis of deraisa, since there's a bias over here, there is a Rosh Hashanah, and therefore there is a possibility to come to an Issa deraisa. Let's see the Rashi. Zokt Rashi. The first Rashi of his Skupa Karmas, this is what Abaye introduced to us, that the Skupa is a Karmas. What makes it a Karmas? Now, Yosh, like we mentioned before, Yosh needs to be 10 Tfachim high. If it's less than 10 Tfachim high, it needs to be Rochav Arbo, like Rashi says. But if the height is less than 10 tefachim, then it'll be a karmless. V'chutz lo zok Rashi v'shus harabim, l'fnim m'mena v'shus hayochid. That's what we have over here. So we have three rishuyos, one near each other. Right? V'shus harabim, the skufa, is a karmless, and then the house itself is v'shus hayochid. Zok Rashi, this is explained in Gemara. Being that now the skupa is a karmelis, so therefore there's no gzeir over here because you can't come to an isur derais. Right? That's Abaye's plan over here. That's why in the ratio it's mutter, because at worst, even if it wasn't ugdai biyodai, there would be no isur derais. See, now it's ugdai biyodai, there's no mokum to be gezer. Umay silei zrashi meshusam skupa, ein kan chiyev chatas. There wouldn't be chiyichat, even if he wasn't holding it. Why? Because he's bringing it in from Yisraelim into a karmelis. That would be at worst, right? Even if he wasn't holding it, there wouldn't be an iser the rice on Shabbat. So over here, that he's actually holding it, so it's much lechatchil. There's no makom for gzera at all. However, chutz la abam zekrashi is chayv chatus shehev abam es b'shus rabin hocha do ugde biyod lo yishar lechatchil. So that's the thing Rabbi is saying, that according to the way I'm explaining the Mishnah, then I understand the difference between Toich Arba and Chutz La'Arba. Because the Mishnah, the Rishuyis that the Mishnah is talking about, are Rishuyis Rabbonon. That's the basis of the Heter. There's no Mokum to be Gezer, because at worst we're dealing with Is Rabbonon. Oh, that's only if that's the worst that you're dealing with. But Chutz La'Arba Amas, that it brings in a Tzad the Raisa. So that's the Pshat and the Chilik over there. That's Chutz La'Arba Amas. Then already it's also because there is a Mokum to be Gezer. That the Gemara asked the question that Ihochi, even Teich Amos, we should be Gezer. Nami Nigzel Rabbi Yehuda to Goza Shvus Af Bekis VeHaKodesh Nigzel. Rashi explains, just reminds us over here, that when the Gemara is asking that we should be Gezer, this is of course only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Shita Shimon is never Gezer. But if you'll tell me that the Reish is Rabbi Yehuda also, and the reason Rabbi Yehuda is not being Gezer is because there's no Tzad HaRaisa, on that the Gemara asks that there still is a Tzad HaRaisa over here. Being that it's a bias. So let's be choish in fact, if when he'll drop it, he'll bring it from the Shus Rabbim into the bias. Nam nix of Yehuda, the Gozer Shfus Abkis HaKodesh, nix Dilma Nofal Kulim Yodah, let's be choish, will be Gozer that maybe he'll drop it. V'ozul v'shokle b'Shus Rabbim, he fell into the Shus Rabbim, he's going to go pick it up, umay silei b'raglov b'seich HaBayis, and he'll bring it into the house, derech v'askupa, b'komayal m'Shus Rabbim m'Shus HaYochim. And if he does that, he's transferring it from Meshuiz Deraisim, and therefore there should be a basis to be Gezer according to the one who is Gezer by Kesef HaKadosh. And that must have to well, maybe, oh no, over here, that since he's passing through a Karmelis, so the Karmelis is Mavsik, so that's why there's no possible Deraisim. And that more brings the Raya from Rava, Havir Derech Olav. Zakrashi, what does Derech Olav mean? Lemalo meiroishoy, above his head. That's how Rashi translates. This is machlokes in the Rishonim what this means. This is Rashi. Shita lemalo meiroishoy. Sheokom Rishus Harabim. He made the Akira. He uprooted it from off the ground when it was originally in the Rishus Harabim. Vahilicha derech lemalo meiroishoy, and he transported it above his head. Points that it's lemalo meyutfochim. Vinicha l'seif arba, and then he put it down back again on the floor. At the end of four Amis. V'akav d'avir mokom p'tur. Even though the Avi that it passed through, the traveling space, really went through a mokom p'tur. Not Rosh Hashanah. D'govoya. Let's see this dalet over here. D'govoya asoro. It's 10 tefachim from high. V'ein boy mokom roichav arbo. Okay. Alma, kivan d'leinoch b'mokom tur. What do you see from over? The Gemara is taking over here that even though it passed through a mokom tur, but just passing through a mokom tur doesn't affect the havoras dal ames. Kivan d'leinoch b'mokom tur. Since it wasn't noch, it didn't rest. The hefsek could only be if it rests. If there's a hanocha in that area. Loi mahani. So then it doesn't help to patter. Hochanami, loi mahani. So to over here, the fact that you pass through the scooper is not going to help to patter. Kiv loi noch beskupa. Since we're choishish, right? Since we're afraid that he'll carry it directly straight into the house. Afagav the doro salo, even though he's stepping on it. So maybe over here, maybe it's different over here, right? You know, over here he's stepping on the rishus. No. Only if he stops to rest. Even though we have a concept of Hanochas Gufay, we learned in the Sugyas and Shabbos, the Hanochas Gufay is Kanochas Chefetz, even though you don't actually have to put something down on the floor, a person's walking with someone and he stops, that also could be considered a Hanoch, but that's only if he actually stops. And even when he stops, depends why he's stopping. If he's stopping to rest, that will be considered hanocha. But akopana, hanocha you need. Just passing through, then the karmas wouldn't be mafsik. So that's the Mora's question over here. Fretting Mora Akashim, that even though you according to you Abaye, that you're explaining that the Mishnah, the reason why the Reish in the Mishnah is mutl lechatchila according to everyone, even according to Yehuda, is because of the makom ligzor. Because that verse is Nisid Rabbonon. Fretting Mora, why is that so? Why are you thinking that that verse is Nisid Rabbonon? L'chor, there isn't Nisid Reis over here. True. From the Shazam to the Skupa is not Isidra Raisa, but into the house is. And L'chayro, we should be choshes that he'll bring it into the house. En fiti gemara hochav mayaskinim beskupa rucho. Da'ad hochi v'hochi midkar. Abaye says that in Ochanami, according to the way I'm explaining things over here, the explanation, the difference between Dalet and Teich Dalet is we have to add a piece to the case that I'm talking about an eskupa, which is aruka, or long eskupa. It doesn't tell us exactly the measure, at what point is it considered a long eskupa, but we're talking about a long eskupa. Now, what does long eskupa help? Like the Gemara says, the adahochi v'ochi midkar, that a person will remember, and he'll stop. That all these things that happen, that like the Gemara says, we're talking about chatos, right, we're concerned that a person will forget himself. That's where the issa the raisa is gonna come about. But if the issa, so if the issa the raisa is just a mere changing of rishuis itself, so then that's a concern. But if the like from Rishuram into the onto the skupa, but if the whole issa the raisa is only coming from the Rishuram and ending up in the Rishuis HaYochid, so that Abaye says that if the skupa area is a longer area, that by that time, a person who's doing something because he's not realizing what he's doing, but by that time, he'll realize, so then there's no mokon to be choshish. Midkar, he'll remember by then. We could assume that he'll remember by then in such a situation, and therefore there would be no gzeira. Right? As far as we're concerned, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen when you have a longer skupa that there's going to be a hoitzah from the Shusaram into the Shusayochid. So that's not an option. If that's not an option, so then the only possible deraisa is if you're starting from out of Dal Ramis, which Abaya brings. But if you're starting within Dal Ramis, then all you're going to end up is onto the scoop itself. That's only Nisra Bon, and therefore there's no mokon to be gezer since it's Ogde Biyode. This is another answer for Abaye. Right? We're asking, according to Abaye, why aren't we be gezer that he'll take it from the Rishus Rabim and walk into the house through the skupa? Teres number one was it's a longer skupa, so he'll remember, he'll chap what's happened at Shabbos, and he won't actually bring it straight in. He'll stop, whatever it is. Listen to the Gemara, Gevaltik. Zot the Gemara that a person who's bringing in Kisvei HaKodesh from the Rishus HaRabim into the house through Naskupa, we can be assured that he'll stop. He'll stop to be Ma'ayin, to look at it, to see what it is. He's whole middle of learning, right? If he drops, you know, he picks it up, he's gonna stop and be Ma'ayin into it. And we're not concerned. That's what at this point is saying. Now we'll see that's a definite fact in the Gemara that we could assume that he'll be ma'ayin. The Gemara is just saying right now is that okay, that's all good if you assume that he's going to be ma'ayin after he comes back onto the porch,
in the scoop,
on the scoop. So then you're right. Then what happened is that he stopped. So now there's no problem of the Reis de Kaitzah because he's never going directly from the Rishus Ram into the Sayochid. Right? But on that, the Gemara is going to ask right now, next Gemara is Kasha, well, the Lech Shalom Ma'ayim Bu B'Rishus Ram, V'ayil Hu B'Hed Rishus Sayochid. On that, the Gemara asks that true, well, we have the right to assume a person will be Ma'ayin and he'll stop to look into, to think about Right, to look at what it says in the Kisei HaKadosh over here. But where is he going to do this? You're right. If we could assume that he's going to do this after he gets back onto the scooper, so then things are good. Then there's no Issa Deraisa because he's going to stop on the scooper, which is the Carmelist. So there'll never be a Hoytso directly, Rachno, so directly Mersham into the Shayochin. But how do we have the right to assume that's going to be the point when he'll be Ma'ayin? Maybe he'll be Ma'ayin the Mishnah Rab. You know, he'll go pick it up, he'll go look at it. And then, after he sees what it says, and now he starts coming back, now he'll bring it straight into the house. Right? So the Gemara is not changing from this assumption. Avada, that's true. Stam Kisvei Kodesh, Yunu Ma'ayin. Right? Person sees. Perhaps a new safer, pick it up, see, what is it? Right? Even though he was just learning before over here, so I don't know what's new. But but that thing more assumes even such a situation that we have the right to assume that he's gonna look at it. The only question the more is his stopping to look at it gonna help our Haitzah problem? Only if you could assume that he's gonna stop with on the scooper, fine, that Hanoch over there will be mafsik, a possible is the right. Then things will be good. There's no issue there. I said all toich dal namas, but nothing more. Is that how do we have the right to assume that? Maybe he'll, as soon as he picks up Mishram, he'll be ma'ayin right there. And after he sees what it says, then he'll take it straight in. Is this the rice over here? So then the question, according to this teretz, that we're not talking about a skupa aruch, but we're relying on the fact that he's going to stop. I had no idea he's going to stop. So on that thing, Mora says, okay. On that thing, Mora says. Ha mani ben azahi. The Omar Mahalach ko'imidomi. That the Mora says, okay, right. Ha mani ben azahi. Remember, we had this before. Machlekes ben azahi rabbon. Ben azahi is Mahalach ko'imidomi. Ben azahi says that when a person is walking through an area, the taking of the steps themselves, we consider that as a hanoch. We look at it as if it stops, and therefore, where a person, this is Ben Azai Shita, a person to walk from a Rishus Rabim to a Sayochid through a Mokum Tur, a Rishus Nader Aisa, he's Potter. Even though he's continuing walking through the whole time. But Ben Azai Shita is Mahalach, is Ka'imidomi. A Mahalach. It's din as if he's oimid. Each step, we look at it as if it's a stop. It's a hanocha. So according to Ben Azai, a person can never be oimid into the raisa if he's walking from one rishus to another rishus, the raisa, through a mokum that's a mokum to the raisa. So therefore, in our case over here, that since we're talking about an eskupa, so according to Ben Azai, even if he were to walk straight through, but there's no issa the raisa. There's no issa deraisa. Now, what we just have to cheshbon according to this. If this is what we're talking about, so then, obviously we wouldn't need a scoop arucha. But the teres of a unimayin, right? That the Gemara said, right? That's really what we don't need. So when the Gemara says Hamane ben Azahi. Right, the Gemara. The reading Gemara is a little difficult because it sounds like the Gemara is the point of the Teretz was a Yunimayin. The Gemara had a problem with the Yunimayin, right? That maybe he'll be Ma'ayin over here. So what's the Gemara saying? Now the Gemara says Hamani Ben Azai. So Ben Azai really, if you have Ben Azai, then you don't need the Yunimayin at all. The original question of walking straight in, right, is not a question anymore because this. The Ha'amar Rav, and as this thing was V'chi Tema, Kivin Demafsi Karmelis, Les Lamba, really, this is what we're answering. We're really going back to that. And the Raya from Rav over there is really based on Rabbanan Shita, right? Even though over there, right, he wasn't walking. But in our situation that you're walking, you really have a different issue of Ben Azai, right? So really, this Gemara's Teretz is really going back to that before, right? So it really has nothing to do anymore with the Ma'ayin board, right? This really is a new teretz. So what comes out over here that these two answers, according to Abaya, the reason why we're not concerned about an Issa D'Raisa carrying from the Rishus Rabim into the house one of two answers. Either a skupa aruka, so midkar he'll remember by then, so he'll stop. That's teres number one. And second, teres number two, if it's not a long one, but we're going according to Ben Azai. That's what it means. According to Ben Azai, so when you walk on, mahalchis ka'imid, so you always have the hanocha to be mafsik. Okay, let's just finish off over here.
938?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's just finish this piece of Gemara. Okay, just get to the end over here. Fekmar v'dilma zorek lahu, mizrik, that Ben Azai only helps us only if he's walking. You have mahal ka'imid, so you have yahanoch in between, that he's stepping on the ground. But if you're throwing it, then you don't have mahal ka'imid. Even Ben Azai is moid that if you throw something from one rishus to another, even if it goes through a rishus rabim, if it even goes to a makom tur, it's not going to path to you. Don't have yechin and moid Ben Azai bezerik. So let's be concerned that maybe he'll throw it. Even when Ben Azai, he'll throw it. On that, Gemara says, "Omer of Acha, but Ava Zayis Emeres Aim Mizak in Kisvei Hakodesh." Right? You see from over here, right? You need a raya, right? But there's no such chash. No one's going to throw Kisvei Hakodesh, right? So if they're not going to throw, you only need to walk it. Then you always have Ben Azai to help you over here. Since it's talking about down the scoop is caramelist, so there's no chash. It's a deraisa as far as changing of the rishis if you take dal amis chus dal amis is a havor. That's when we're mocking to be gazing. Okay, so this is the ikut suris agimor over here, really just explaining the ratio of the mishnah. Right, we didn't get to explain the rest of the mishnah. If you see the next few pieces of gemara, explain how the next change the mishnah a little bit. The next part of the mishnah, but this is the ratio of the mishnah. These are the few explanations that the gemara has in explaining the ratio. These three explanations, right? Rabbi Huda, Rabba, and Abai. Okay.